they might be losing one of their big stalwarts at MSNBC. At least the rumor is that Al Sharpton could be on his way out.
It's hard to believe because they.
It is.
It's got nothing to do with the show. You know, it's got nothing to do with the show. It's got to do with him pressuring companies and what they get out of that benefit. I mean, you know, do they, you know, are they able? Sorry. The camera just ran into Jeffy's desk and it made me laugh. I mean, Jeffy does take up a lot of space, so it's understandable. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, they pay Al Sharpton not for a show. They pay Al Sharpton so they can be protected from accusations of racism.
It's protection money.
Period. It is protection money. And, you know, so I'll be surprised if they eliminate him completely. I would not be surprised if they slide him over to weekends and continue to pay him the same salary, which Al would actually probably like. You know, he still gets paid off, he can get that money and not pay taxes with it like he does with every one of his for-profit businesses that he's ever started.
We've heard a weird rumor from somebody apparently in the know that he doesn't much like talking politics, which is hard for me to believe because he seems like he revels
in it. Is it called Politics Nation, his show?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
so it's hard to believe, but, you know, if it's true, he probably wouldn't mind being moved to weekends.
Oh,
so
I think, the bottom line is I think he wants free money. Which is what he's had his entire life. He's been people just give him money for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, and I mean that seriously. When I say not for doing nothing, I mean if it wasn't for them giving him money, he would go out and protest them. So they pay him to do nothing, to not protest, essentially. Imagine getting paid for not doing any work. Now you can choke Jeffy on camera. This is the time.
Thank you.
But I mean, that's essentially what Sharpton does.
He's a shakedown artist, just like Jesse Jackson. They both are. And, you know, I guess that was news to people like, what's this guy's name on CNN who's interviewing?
Brian Stelter.
Yeah. Brian Stelter. Watch his interview with Byron Allen. Byron Allen is telling it like it is, and Stelter is a little surprised.
The cable industry, AT&T, DirecTV, Comcast, Time Warner, they spent about $50 billion a year licensing cable networks and advertising with less than $3 million per year going to 100% African-American-owned media. What America needs to understand is that Al Sharpton does not speak for me. Al Sharpton does not speak for black people. It's like I ask people, who is the white person who speaks for you? It's racist to even believe that Al Sharpton is the go-to person. Shame on you, Sony, for thinking, sit down with Al Sharpton and that negates your racist emails about President Obama. So it's real simple. These token donations they make to him, as reported in the New York Post, allows them to have racial cover.
This is a really odd combination of real speaking of truth and real
and really not.
Like the idea that it's a legitimate measure to say, well, they spend $50 billion on programming and only $3 million goes to 100% African-American owned businesses.
So
well, that first of all, if we're talking about racism, you don't look at businesses that way.
Right.
Second
That's
of
right.
all, like if you have, you know, a company that, you know, I don't know, Comcast, of course, it's not going to be 100% owned by one race. It's a, you know, it's a 20, 30, 50, 80 billion dollar, I don't even know what it is, company. I mean, it's not everybody's going, that it's an owner of it is going to be black, which would be odd if it was. I mean, right? I mean, like, wouldn't, you know, if every single, I mean, these are companies owned by the public, too. I mean, they're publicly held companies, many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're the ones, they're big companies because they've had a lot of successful programming, among other things. So, I mean, I don't know if that's a good measure.
It's not a good measure. Let's just say what it is. It's not.
Yeah, it's
not. I mean, for Comcast to say, all right, find me 10 100% owned black networks or outlets, and we're going to advertise with them.
Or add them to our systems,
That in and of itself is racist. You can't say, on the other hand, find me 100% white companies. You can't do that. But you can do it the other way?
Right.
Why?
And that's the other thing point he made, which was a great point, is like, who's the white leader?
Right.
Who speaks for white people?
But then he doesn't use
great
that
question.
Logic
right.
as applied to how they're spending their advertising
Yeah,
dollars.
This is a mixed bag. It's an interesting
really mixed
set
bag.
Of commentary. I can't tell if this guy, I don't know what he does necessarily. He, you know, it seems like he's sort of arguing like he wants them to pick up his programming. Mm-hmm. I can't tell if that's his part of his motivation, at least. But he's speaking real truth about Al Sharpton, and he's completely right about him, and I don't want to take that away from him.
Right.
And, you know, look, a lot of times your interests align with your opinion. That's kind of what happens. I mean, you know, it makes sense, right? I mean, mm-hmm. as much as people, bash Al Gore, they used to bash him because he owned all these green companies and was making money off of them. Well, that actually made sense to me. I mean, if he believes it, he's going to own green companies and those green companies will make money. But when you show that he obviously doesn't believe it is when he takes the money from the government of Qatar or whatever for Al Jazeera. Or you take mm-hmm. $500 million from an oil maven, I think at that point you realize that he's got no beliefs. It's just whatever benefits him at that time.
The other thing he said here that just is kind of not true is what he said about Sony and their racist emails about Obama. I didn't see any evidence of that. They talked about movies he might like. I mean,
yeah.
Was that racist?
I mean,
I don't know.
It was in some ways based on race, but they were targeting movies to an African-American audience and speculating that an African-American president would enjoy the movie targeted to the African-American audience.
And at the same time,
just makes
he's acknowledging
sense, right?
that the company should be targeting African-American-only businesses.
Yeah.
Sony can't do that with...
Yeah, right. The problem in theory, if you actually care about this, is the idea that they're targeting movies to African-Americans.
Yeah.
Like, if you're taking a group and making a movie that you think they will enjoy, then you are racially targeting them. These people in their emails mentioning that he might like the same movie that an average African-American likes isn't... Is that racist? It's just basically saying he's similar to other people in his demographic.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sure there are, you know, movies that are targeted towards white audiences, although it would not be able to be admitted for whatever reason. But I'm sure that happens, and I'm sure I probably enjoy some of them, being Mr. Evil Whitey. That's
probably.
That's actually my given name. My name
Evil
is not
Whitey.
Stuberger. It's Evil Whitey.
Yeah. Glenn changed it because he misheard Evil Whitey and thought
I said Stuberger.
So anyway, here's more from Byron Allen and a little more incendiary about Al Sharpton.
AT&T spent more money on Al Sharpton's lavish 60th birthday than they spent on Ebony Magazine, the biggest African-American magazine in America, around 70 years, 10 million readers per month. AT&T spent only $30,000 on that magazine. Walmart has given money to Al Sharpton. Walmart doesn't spend any money in Ebony Magazine, and they barely do business with me in a long-term partnership, and I'm constantly going back and forth with Walmart and Chrysler as well. So he is the least expensive Negro. Don't really do business
now,
with
you know
real African-American-owned companies.
Something like that. I mean, when you say that about Al Sharpton, are you saying he's
the numbers? The numbers
companies?
Are actual. The numbers are just follow the money. That, you know, don't do business with real African-American-owned companies. Just make a token. Give him $50,000 and a bucket of chicken, and we're good. We won't have any problems with real African-American-owned media. What we have to do is get these corporations to understand you must include African-American-owned media. We have to stop the financial genocide against the black community.
I mean, you understand how offensive this all sounds to someone like Al Sharpton.
Well, you know, I'm not worried about his feelings.
Nice. Some of that's interesting.
It's such a weird...
To say for him to give him $50,000 and a bucket of chicken. Had that been a white guy saying that?
I mean, he'd be off the air immediately.
Oh.
But again, like, he's seemingly insinuating that people should purchase their media based on the fact of what color the ownership is. Like, I am sorry.
So ridiculous.
That is, you purchase the best programming.
I hate that.
You know, you don't need to go, wait a minute. What color is the person owning the company? Then I can decide who I'm buying. Like, that's just silly. And so I can't get behind that at all. I mean, that to me is just ridiculous.
That's like saying if you buy Game of Thrones on HBO or whatever that's on, then you must also make a similar purchase on BET.
Right.
No matter if the audience is similar, no matter if the audience is the same size, no matter what. I mean, you know, Game of Thrones probably has 10 or 15 million viewers, whereas something on BET, I don't know if they approach a million. I mean, so,
yeah, well, and look,
you're making those kinds of judgments.
Yeah.
You're not saying, are black people owning this company or are white people owning it? Give it to the white people.
Yeah.
You're not doing that.
And it's like, okay, so... Walmart didn't advertise in Ebony Magazine. Like, That's so what?
Or with his company?
They don't have
so
to.
So what?
They don't have to advertise anywhere. They're freaking. No one. Certainly, no one had any problem with this when companies pull advertising from shows they don't like. You know, they pull advertising from Rush Limbaugh, and everyone celebrates it. But they have to buy advertising of businesses based on the color of skin. Like, there's a whole different point in here, which I don't agree with at all. However, it is nice to see somebody take on Al Sharpton and call him out for what he is, which is a shakedown artist.
Yeah.